Hello and welcome back to Just Can't Get Enough of Cheryl and Vin. This is Vin sitting with
Cheryl.
There you go. That's Cheryl.
Here I am.
And we're going to do another episode of ADHD related content because Cheryl needs to make a correction for something she said in the last episode. And it's snowballing into a lot more.
Yeah. I just want to apologize. I know I am in the mental health field, but I have been out of working clinically. I'm more in administrative work. So I incorrectly said that Asperger's part of ADHD. Actually, it's not. It's part of autism. But we did have an individual in that little children's group that was primarily for ADHD kids, but because he showed symptoms, they took him in, but he definitely had Asperger's syndrome. But that's on the spectrum of autism. So I just want to correct myself and make sure that you are informed as an audience the difference between autism and ADHD. Though they share things in common, they're different. So, but to talk about ADHD, I thought that we should hit upon for those people who might be encountering in their own families possible individuals and especially children who might be showing the symptoms that Vin had discussed. And he had discussed about one thing is like his hyperactivity, which is can involve anything with constant squirming and fidgeting. Sometimes it's they can't stay seated. They talk too much. A lot of people don't understand that. Like a kid who talks too much to the point where they're constantly interrupting people and they can't stop themselves from talking could be part of that hyperactivity. They have a hard time playing quietly, and sometimes they can't sleep well. And also, there's another group of symptoms, which we talked about, inattention. You have a hard time getting them to focus. Or they often don't seem to be listening, or they seem to be drifting off into space. Or you ask them to do one task, and somehow they don't complete that task. They're doing something else. They're disorganized is another part of that inattention. They often forget things, which I think we discussed before.
Yes.
And then the third group of symptoms is impulsivity. And though that's very hard with little kids to figure out, like, oh, you know, they're just being kids, but it comes to a point where they don't grow out of it. These kids who have ADHD have a hard time taking turns. They cannot wait for things. Sometimes you're afraid for them when they cross the street because they're not paying attention. So they impulsively walk into a crowded street.
It's not even just actions like that. It's also speaking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't have a filter sometimes. You just say what comes out of your head.
That could be said about me. I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'll say things and people look at me like, what? Why are you saying that? And it's not that it's anything bad. It's just it's not relevant. It's just something that, you know, I should have thought before I said. You know, just it could be anything. Like growing up bike riding, I would just if there was like a set of stairs there, I'd ride down the stairs without thinking about it. I'd just do it, you know? Or just race, like, you know, you said, into the middle of the street or jump off a tree without thinking about how high I was, or it just, you know, people with ADHD could have the tendency to not look before they leap, as it were.
Yes, yes. So you might know about kids like those to the point where I know a lot of people are saying that it's a little bit ADHD has been diagnosed more prevalently and sometimes too often. But if you think your kid or your child has these kind of symptoms that seem out of the norm,
or it's in a large group of symptoms. Like if you just have impulsiveness alone, that doesn't mean you have ADHD. It's the whole group of symptoms. It's not like a checklist that you need to go through. It's not you know, I'll pick this one from column A, this one from column B. It's a whole cadoodle boodle basket full. I don't know. You get the point. It's not. It's just not saying, oh, you know, my kid can't sit still. He's got ADHD. No, it's he can't sit still, or she doesn't, you know, have any concept of time, along with the fact that, you know, they may speak out of turn, along with the fact that they might watch the ants for like 2 hours, dig an anthill. It could be all that combined.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to judge for yourself whether you think that these symptoms are, and usually what you'll notice is that they impair when they're in school. So when you notice that somehow, and your teachers have brought it to your attention, is probably when you're going to come across that and when they're going to ask you to get the child assessed. But if you catch that before the teachers even mention it, the best thing is to ask a pediatrician and talk to them about what you see. And usually what they do is they'll give you a checklist or a questionnaire to ask about your behavior. There's no actual test. There's nothing, no Rorschach test or like.
What test? Rorschach's?
Rorschach. So what is it?
Rorschach's.
There's no like IQ test to determine. There's no brain scans to determine if this kid has ADHD or not. Basically, it's going to be about whether what you see as their behaviors and whether those behaviors occur in different environments, because they might be crazy at home. They might be jumping off the walls because they're totally bored, you know, but in school they're fine. Or at the babysitters, they do well. So usually when you talk to the pediatrician, they're going to ask for other assessments or ask other people who work with your child or who watch your child or take care of your child to fill out these questionnaires and ask you a range of questions about their behaviors. And then it goes from there. But, you know, I know this is a serious topic, but I mean, I didn't mean it to be that serious, but.
Well, you wanted to make a correction, and this is where we are now.
I know. I just want to make sure people are informed about what they can do for their kids who have ADHD. And, you know, ADHD does run in families.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, that we see a little bit of signs, you know, from one of our kids, but if you see him, he looks like he's a normal kid, but we're not, you know, sure.
You can't say he looks like a normal kid.
Well, he is a normal
kid. I mean, what you're saying is, you know, you wouldn't notice, if you weren't looking for the symptoms, you wouldn't see the symptoms, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, but since we're with him all the time and I'm with him now 24/7, it becomes prevalent. It becomes noticeable, observable. He's his father's son, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does well at school. He's an honor student. So right now it hasn't impacted him. So,
well, he also has my math skills, but you know, that's not here nor there.
but like Vin, I mean, Vin did, you know, well enough in school that it was never noticed. Well, of course, that was in the 1970s. I mean, you know, ADHD wasn't as prevalent then, but he did well enough that he coped. So he was able to, you know, ADHD kids can manage to, you know, to attend school and do well in jobs that they find stimulating. So it's just a different way of thinking. It's a different, what do you call it? You say
it's what? It's a chemical imbalance.
It's a chemical problem, but you say it's not neurotypical. It's
neuroatypical.
Atypical.
Yes, it's neuroatypical.
Yeah. So that just means that it's a little bit different way of thinking.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
But, you know, that's the only way we're doing it. I mean, I know it's a little bit, like I said, it's a little bit serious. I wish you want to talk about something else?
I do not. I want you to continue. This is all you. You're the one who wanted to make this correction.
Yeah, I want to make this correction. I just want to make sure that there's support for people who, you know, for parents who might have kids who they think might have ADHD. And like I say, it can range on the spectrum of being very severe and disruptive in school, or it could be, like I said,
manageable.
Yeah,
you can learn to cope.
Yeah, the kid and the adult will learn coping skills on how to make up for, you know, what their weaknesses are. But that's like anybody. Like, that's any person. You find out what your strengths are and you find out your weaknesses and you double up on your strengths to cover up your weaknesses. So it's just ADHD kids are just normal kids with just, like I said, a different way of thinking. And they just have to get enough supports, whether it's in the school system, whether it's home, to help them manage their life. And do you want to talk about the way you manage your life?
I have no idea how I manage my life. I'm a seat of my pants type of guy.
No,
I go feet first.
Well, you know, we talked about it last episode. You know, what? You have your systems.
I have my systems.
To put yourself in place. And that's the thing, is that that's what you might need to create for your kids. You might need to create a reminder system. Your family and you help your kid find ways to help them address, you know, things that they find harder to do.
But what else is a challenge is being an adult with ADHD and the kid with ADHD, because you know what the kid's going through, but that situation will tick you off to the point where you get angry because you feel that the kid shouldn't be doing what the kid is doing, even though you know why the kid is doing it.
Wait, I don't know what that means. I didn't follow you there.
The kid, like me and our son,
yeah,
who may or may not have it, when he is showing some of his actions, when he's dancing around the house, when he's beatboxing around the house, when he's being very, very active around the house, and that gets to be annoying for me, I know why he's doing it, but that doesn't stop it from being annoying to me.
I wonder if you think it's annoying to you because it's affecting it's too much stimuli for me, for your ADHD.
It very well could be.
You know what I mean?
It very well could be.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole thing with, like, you know, living maybe with two ADHD people can be challenging.
It's fun, but I can go off and do things and play and have fun like that, but it is challenging for,
Yeah, I mean, I do ask you often to have patience with him, because you should understand the things that he does is beyond his control. Now, he doesn't do it on purpose.
Because, I know, but then it's not like I'm getting angry on purpose. You know, it's just, I'm being triggered to some degree.
Okay, then, yeah. Well, that...
You know, and I, being my impulsive self, I react instead of... I react instead of taking a step back and realize... Even though I know I should take a step back, I don't. I just move forward because that's how I roll.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, we're lucky that this kid isn't as sensitive. If it was the other son...
That'll
be worse.
Yeah, that'd be worse. This kid just lets it roll off his back, which is good.
Yeah,
that's his coping mechanism. That's not his coping mechanism. That's just the way he is.
Yeah, that's his personality, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Trust me, he does get upset, but with us.
Oh yeah, he'll get mad and angry like a normal kid, but for the most part, you know, it doesn't faze him. A lot of times when I tell him to stop doing something, he'll say, okay, and he'll just walk away and go somewhere else and do it.
Well, yeah. But like I said, our other kid is a little bit more sensitive and starts sulking. So the two different personalities, but yeah, we were lucky that he's a little bit different. And, you know, so that's the thing, is that with ADHD, you have to be patient with them and realize they can't really control their behavior. But that's hard sometimes when you're tired and you don't want to clean up the mess that they created, and you know they're always going to create it, but you also don't want to pigeonhole them because you don't want to think that they can't stop that behavior and say, oh, you made that mess again. Oh, we know, you know, you did this again. Oh, who made this mess? Of course, it's you again. You know, if we start pigeonholing them, then it's like creating, what is it? They just live up to that expectation. So, I mean, that's something that you and I have to work on, is trying to make sure that, you know, when he does well, and then even when you do well, that I praise you for it.
You don't have to praise me. I don't need praise. I don't do it for the praise. I don't need to be praised. I don't need any of that kind of reward stuff because I see right through it. I know what you're doing. But I don't know. Even when it comes to, you know, work, when people are like, oh, I just want to thank you for your you don't have to thank me. It's my job. This is what I do. I'm your spouse. I'm their father. This is what I do. This is what's expected of me. I know. This is what I do. I don't need fake praise.
Yeah,
throw a thank you here and there. That's fine. But you don't say, oh, you did a great job, man. Thanks for throwing out the garbage. No, I throw out the garbage. That's what I do.
And
you
don't
have to thank me for doing it. They do it.
And I know, but you don't want to drop. But the thing is that if you always say, oh, here, you know, oh, who made this mess? Oh, like, or, oh, of course it's you who eats and leaves crumbs all over the place. If you always say that, and you always like.
Okay, what is this? I don't understand where you're going.
No, I'm just saying that if we keep drumming up the negative stuff with a kid, with any kid, they don't think they can do any better and they won't
try. And you're absolutely right.
So we got to start praising them on the positive stuff when they do it. We have to catch them when they're doing
good. And I do. If I ask them to do something, they do it. I say, thank you. I appreciate it, you know, for doing that. And everything's fine. And again, when you say to our oldest son, that just rolls right off his back. He'll say, okay, yeah, you know.
I don't know. I think he does take into mind because he's doing a little bit better with certain things.
Okay, he is. No, you're right. But still, it's not like, you know, he'll say, oh, you know, you're welcome. He'll just walk away. You have to go after him. You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. You know, he's him. It's fine.
Yeah. One thing I did that today that I should have done, I caught myself. He surprised me and he did something in a timely manner. And I was like, oh, well, thank you for, I'm like, oh, wow, thank you for doing it. I expected you not, I said something like, where it was like a backhanded compliment. I said like, oh, thank you. You really surprised me in doing this because usually you're late with this.
Well, what do you do? Oh, the drawing. Well, I want to say, no, well, that's not true.
No, it's not true.
I don't think he's usually late with that.
Well, no. Well, I know, but that's why I'm criticizing myself. I'm not criticizing him.
Okay.
I mean, I realize I did, in a way, backhand a compliment. Like, whatever praise I gave him, I kind of slipped it away from him because I focused again on his past behavior that was wanting.
Right.
And I shouldn't have done that. I should just said, like, oh, wow, that was great. I really appreciate it. Thank you for doing so timely. You know, and that's it. I should have said that. I shouldn't have said, like, oh, I didn't expect this from you because you never do, you know, usually don't do that. Usually, I thought you were going to get distracted with something else.
Which was like today when I told him that I said, look, 9 minutes, you got to get changed for karate. And he said, okay, Dad. It's like 9 minutes. He said, okay. 12 minutes later, he's still watching TV.
That's part of the inattentiveness.
I was like, we got to go in 3 minutes. Oh, then he runs upstairs and gets changed. So, you know, two sides, same coin. He's either on time or early or he doesn't do it at all.
Well, that's for anybody, right?
Okay, yes.
All right, well, for more likely not with him because, like I said, this seems to be a pattern of, you know, I think ADHD, but we're hoping that it's not as severe as Vin's. Hopefully it's manageable for him.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's very disorganized, but I'm disorganized, and you know, you're disorganized in one way, but hyper organized in another way. So, you know, our house is a mess. I mean, we're not, you know, and I think he might have picked it up from us. I don't know.
But it's untidy in aspects. It's not like we're dirty and we're mounds of dirt. We're clean. It's just that, you know, we have stacks of paper, we have comic books and, you know, piled over there in, you know, one area. You know, I still have to bring my tools up from upstairs to bring them downstairs when I was doing some more work in the kitchen. I picked something and I left my tools upstairs, I bring that downstairs. But yeah, it's things like that. I don't want people to think we're like, you know, we live in a shambles. We don't live in a shambles. We clean up nice. When it's organized, it looks good. you know,
sure.
We're the kind of people that you read a book, we drop it on the table, we leave it there for like 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not, you know, I'm always sweeping, we're vacuuming, I dust around the house during the week.
Yeah. No, I know. You don't want any bugs or anything.
Oh, no.
He's a, you know.
The only things I want living in the house are us four and the cat.
Yeah.
The only things that need to be living in this house.
So.
And our love for each other.
We ever. So, with our son, going back to our son, and he's disorganization, that might be hereditary, not because of the ADHD.
Finally, something from your side of the family.
You know, because our youngest son is also kind of messy, but I think it's just, like I said, I think he just picked it up from us.
I think he picked it up from,
you know,
used to be neat as hell.
I know.
He was like the adult of the family.
But now, you know, well, thank God he doesn't have ODHD.
ODHD, yeah.
No, I apologize. OCD. He doesn't have OCD because then he would hate to be living with us because he'd be among three people who don't have any. Even though you have tendencies of OCD.
I do. I'm not going to deny it. I have everything. I have a little cornucopia of,
yes,
of disabilities, disorders.
Yeah, but you don't have delusions. You're not, at least you're not schizophrenic.
There's time. There's time.
Maybe delusions of grandeur.
No. Hardly. But who knows what I can get going down the road.
Yes. You're just neurotypical. Atypical.
Neuroatypical.
Neuroatypical. That's something I have to get used to. Neuroatypical.
That's fine.
You know.
You can call me abnormal. I don't take offense to that.
Yeah, but I guess that's what they said. It's not normal. No, what's normal?
Yeah, exactly.
It's now typical. What's typical and not typical?
Atypical.
Atypical. I know. Well, I'm just saying what's...
I know.
But that's it. I mean, that's all I wanted to discuss.
You just wanted to make a 20-odd minute apology and correction from the last episode.
Well, and also an education.
An education. No,
you did, education, yeah, into parents.
I don't know. You have a pile of papers there about ADHD. I don't know where you got those links, but if you want me to post them, like, in the description of this, I can definitely put up some more links if you want. I'm not, you know, just let me know.
Yeah. I just got information about, like, just in case there is a support group, CHADD, Chad.
CHADD?
Yeah, there's one. It's a national organization.
What's the CH stand for?
That I don't know, actually.
Gotcha!
But Chad is...
That's my wife doing the research. It's Chad with two D's.
Children of Hyperactive Disorder? I don't know.
You're just making stuff up. You're literally making stuff up.
Yes.
Like you always do. This is, I don't know the answer. I'm going to make it up to make it sound kind of legit, even though it's going to be totally not. Children of Hyperactivity Adults.
Or probably, I don't know, Commission of Hyperactive Disability Disorder. I don't know. But it's Chad. It's just Chad.
Oh, God. I'll put a link up, people.
There's support groups. There's probably one in a town close to you, where you can get more resources. They probably have support groups and
are you sure
trainings and seminars. Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. The closest one here is, like, I think East Brunswick. I was trying to look and see if we can get a speaker to come on.
A guest.
To talk about it a little bit more in depth. But, yeah. I mean, talk to your pediatrician. They can also probably offer more resources. Talk to the school. Of course, they know how to address individuals, kids with ADHD, and offer what their own system to address that, which is usually individual educational plans. But, you know, I don't want to talk about that. But, I don't really know about that, but I just know that the school...
Never stopped you before.
I know, that's true. But the school system is set up to help your kids learn. And so you can always talk to the teacher if they see the same behaviors that you think you see. Maybe they don't. Like I said, they might behave well in school, and just at home it might require you to be more consistent in parenting. And that's why they might be acting out the way they do. So, like I said, if you need support, there's support out there. I'm in the mental health field. So I know that if at this time, if you're feeling harried as a parent, whether it's the kids or whether it's schoolwork and managing this during pandemic or even before the pandemic, you know, there are organizations there to help you. There are a lot of mental health programs and outpatient clinics. And so all you need to do is ask your doctor if you're feeling overwhelmed. Or look at the national NAMI, National Mental Health Association. And there's one in every state, and they can provide you resources. And there's even hotlines just to talk it out. So if you're feeling, like I said, overwhelmed more than you can handle, there's some place to talk it out to and to provide resources. But that's it. That's my spiel. And maybe I'll talk about more mental health
In an episode down the road.
Well, even my own mental health, how do I cope with it? I don't know. I'm not dealing with it well. It's another issue. But, but that's it.
That's it?
That's it for me.
That's it for you? Seriously? You're done now?
Yeah, I think
Chad? So. Chad. Cannibalistic Hunters.
Yeah, NAMI is actually National Association of Mental Illness.
Yeah, you said that one.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I said it correct.
I know you said that.
Okay. I just want to make sure I said it correctly.
We just don't know what Chad is.
Yeah,
no. Except for a new television show that's coming out soon.
Pa, 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 pa. Yeah, but this is C-H-A-D-D.
D-D. Okay, that's fine. Our next episode will be more lighthearted and probably not as rambling.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll figure something out. Something lighthearted.
Yeah, thank you for hanging in there.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to wrap it up?
Yes, we're going to wrap it up.
All right. As usual, check out our Facebook.com/Cheryl and Vin page, our Instagram.com/Cheryl and Vin, CherylandVin.com. You can email us at hello@CherylandVin.com.
Yes.
I don't know what else we got. Twitter. I'll give you a hint. It's Cheryl and Vin as the Twitter handle. We have, that's it. All right. So I guess we're done. So thank you very much for checking us out again. Shout out to the Randolph people person because we know who you are now. And have a great span of time until our next episode.
Yes. Stay well.
Stay well. Be healthy.
Take care.
So long.
Well, after recording this episode, I decided to do my research and actually look up what CHAD stands for. And it's not an acronym, but it does stand for Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder. And like I said before, it's a national nonprofit organization that improves the lives of people affected by ADHD through education, advocacy, and support. And their website will be posted on all our social media applications. So see you guys later. Bye.